Poll: Aussies turn on woke elite sports, tell athletes to stop preaching, start playing. By Simon Kent on October 28, 2022. 6 in 10 Australians believe elite sporting codes are too politically correct. A poll Friday revealed, with the sports mad nation down under turning on woke athletes and management who want to preach politics over simply doing what they are lucky enough to be paid to do. Marketing research firm Linata asked 1,000 Australians to specifically agree or disagree with the statement. Sporting codes like the AFL, NRL, cricket, and netball have become too politically correct. 61% agreed. 39% disagreed. This poll result, amongst others, represents a dramatic reverse in the proportion of Australians who believe sport has become too politically correct, from 51% on a similar question asked in 2019. Australians were also asked to specifically agree or disagree with the statement. It is wrong that professional athletes are using their positions to campaign for their own personal political causes. 62% agreed. 38% disagreed. Importantly, a majority of Australians across every age group and every state and territory agreed with these statements, a fact being stressed by those covering the polling outcome. Daniel Wild, Deputy Executive Director of the Institute of Public Affairs, said the result should be a warning to sports people everywhere. Sport is a defining component of the Australian way of life, where we all can play and cheer together, and the message from mainstream Australians is clear. Play the ball and not the man, Wild said, before continuing. The results on the scoreboards could not be clearer. Australians want politics out of their sport, plain and simple. The recent actions of a number of professional sports stars are fundamentally at odds with the views and values of mainstream Australians. Throughout our history, sport has been one of Australia's greatest unifying forces, inspiring millions to pursue excellence in all walks of life. We cannot afford our pastimes to become the plaything of activists, Wild concluded. The poll comes after a host of rugby players earlier this year revolted after a decision was made without consultation for them to wear a gay pride jersey in a fixture, being told they had no choice in the matter but to follow the political demand of their club management. That decision caused unrest among some players unhappy they were not consulted, as Breitbart News reported. It follows another player being driven from the code in Australia for his Christian beliefs after he made a point of stating he was personally against legalizing gay marriage. As Breitbart News reported, Israel Folau was on the receiving end of ferocious criticism when he took to Twitter to voice his public opposition to any plans to change existing laws and allow homosexuals to form a union. "I'm going to stand firm on what I've said, that's what I believe in," said Folau, who is a devout Christian, rugby.com.au reported. "I guess it doesn't change anything for me, and my mindset is still firsthand with what's going on here with the Wallabies." This past week, a mining company called Hancock Prospecting withdrew from its $15 million sponsorship deal with Netball Australia following a protest by the players who were against a mining company paying their wages and funding their sport domestically and on the international stage. Hancock Prospecting pulled out of the four-year deal, stating it would provide 4 months of support to the organization should Netball Australia and their players wish to accept it. The deal came unstuck when members of the national team, the Diamonds, reportedly refused to wear uniforms featuring the Hancock logo because of its associating with mining. Elsewhere, other Australian sports organisations are facing increasing pressure to junk sponsorship deals with mining and energy companies over fossil fuel and environmental issues. Last week, an Australian rules team, the Fremantle Dockers, faced noisy calls from high-profile fans to end the team's partnership with major sponsor Woodside Energy. Earlier this year, Tennis Australia dropped oil and gas company Santos as a major partner following a backlash. The contract was terminated 1 year into a multi-year sponsorship deal, which saw the energy company appointed as the official natural gas partner for the Australian Open and ATP Cup. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.